Finishing up the first hour here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We had Jason Campbell in studio earlier. Hour number two, Brian Baldinger will join us on the phone. So lots to get to. But let's get some more barks from the dog pound. You guys can always hit us up at 216-578-0850. Dennis in Loudonville. Come on down. Loudonville?
Loud.
I like Loudville at the Cavs games. You know, Loudville. Anyway, Dennis, what's going on, bro?
Good afternoon, guys. I just wanted to talk to you about the NFL just mentioned a couple of days ago about they're dropping the contract with Riddell, which happens to be in Elyria. And what do you think the future of the helmets are going to be? Is this going to be a bidding process, do you know? Are there any elements that are going to change with the protective parts of the helmets and whatnot? I'll hang up and listen to you. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good call, Don. I'm not sure what the outcome of that is going to be as far as Riddell and how they're going to move forward with helmet technology. I do know there are a lot of prototypes that have been out there. There was a helmet especially worn by, I want to say it was Ray Rice in the Super Bowl, because I got a chance to see it on Radio Row, and it was Eddie George, I believe, who brought it over to show me, because he was doing some spokesman work for a company that he was representing. I think it was Eddie. We had a lot of former players on our Radio Row set. And by the way, we will be back at the Super Bowl this year in New York, this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The whole week will broadcast from there. But anyway, and I saw that it was a clear plastic helmet as the sample to show you the technology, Nathan, and kind of gave you a sense. I mean, there were all these bubble pads all around it. It had a different, because I think the idea was, instead of plastic over padding, it was plastic over kind of cushion shock absorbing padding, then padding underneath that. So it was like an extra layer of protection.
Did it look ginormous?
It really didn't. It looked like a normal size helmet. So I don't know how they were able to configure that, because you're right. If you're adding, it looked like a good, inch of this bubble padding. Maybe it was, and I have somewhere on my iPhone, I've got a picture of it that I had taken to look at, and I'm not sure that can give you the sense. But if you looked at it, it looked like a normal size helmet. It just different technology. And again, I think that's the key here, is that they want to move down that road. I don't know why Riddell probably couldn't come up with, or isn't in, you know, in somewhere in their research, have the ability to kind of match that or come up with something even better. And I would guess that's probably what's happening too, is you challenge different manufacturers to do what you need them to do to bring supreme safety to the game as much as you can.
That's what they want. I mean, that's the goal. They're going to go with, I think, whatever can give them the safest product on the field, because ultimately the concussion issue is a major one, and one that they want to try to eliminate as a topic of discussion as quickly as possible, and are happy to use any technology to do so. That is it for our first hour here, and I'd say it was a pretty darn good one. Quarterback of the Browns, Jason Campbell, live in studio. Hour number two, Brian Baldinger. After further review, Gerard Cherry, and much, much more. So don't go anywhere. Cleveland Browns Daily continues to be driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.